Exclusive: Senator Joni Ernst, get out and vote because the stakes are too high. By Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, on November 1, 2020. From serving in the Middle East, becoming a lieutenant colonel in the Iowa National Guard, to being the first female combat veteran in the United States Senate, I have spent my life serving Iowa and our country. It's through that lifetime of service that I have a deep amount of gratitude for our brave men and women in uniform for their service, from military to law enforcement. From my own service, I know firsthand our local police officers cannot call in sick during a pandemic or opt for a vacation when anarchists are burning down cities or tearing down statues of George Washington. That's why it troubles me when my liberal opponent Teresa Greenfield says there is systematic racism in our police departments and calls the brave men and women who protect our towns and rural communities racist. Greenfield embracing these radical positions, like claiming there is systematic racism in Iowa law enforcement, is the direct result of a candidate who benefits from over $100 million from radical left-wing organizations and coastal elites. While Iowa is the starting line for the presidential campaign, it's now the finish line for which party could control the United States Senate. Through control of the Senate, we can continue to confirm highly qualified judges like Amy Coney Barrett, who will uphold religious liberties and our Second Amendment rights. Meanwhile, liberals like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have endorsed my opponent, Teresa Greenfield, in an effort to push through her radical agenda. These priorities include defunding our police, environmental policies that mirror the Green New Deal, government-run health care, and other dangerous ideas that come at the expense of rural America. With less than 48 hours until Election Day, let's remember to get out and vote because the stakes are too high to hand control of our country to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Joe Biden, and Teresa Greenfield.